I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. A Jefferson County judge has ruled Alabama's method of imposing the death penalty unconstitutional. Jefferson County Circuit Judge Tracy Todd sided with defense attorneys who argued that Alabama's death penalty statute was extremely similar to Florida's, and the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that Florida's law was unconstitutional back in January. In death penalty cases in Alabama and Florida, juries recommend sentences, but judges have the final decision. It's not uncommon for Alabama judges to overrule a jury suggestion of life in prison and impose the death penalty. After the U.S. Supreme Court declared Florida's version of that system unconstitutional, the Florida State Legislature recently passed a bill to overhaul that law. Alabama Attorney General Luther Strange says his office is reviewing Judge Todd's order, and he expects to file an appeal. People from as far away as Colorado will be traveling to Alabama to give residents some sound financial advice. The third annual Alabama Money Expo is being held tomorrow at George Washington Carver High School in Birmingham. The expo will offer assistance on money management topics like buying a car and how to get grants for college. Stuart Welch III is the honorary co-chair for the Alabama Money Expo. He says the event will be able to help anybody, no matter how much or how little they know about various financial issues.
A lot of people just don't know where to start when it comes to investing, and they don't know where to start where it comes to their wills. And so we've developed both basic educational tracks and advanced educational tracks. There is literally something there for everyone.
Welch says people are advised to register for the event as they're expecting up to 2,000 people to attend. A Prattville-based Alabama Army National Guard unit is making its way home. The 217th Military Police Company is returning after being deployed for 9 months overseas as part of Operation Freedom's Sentinel. Lieutenant Colonel Shannon Hancock is an Alabama National Guard public affairs officer. She says the soldiers should expect a very warm reception when they get home.
The city of Prattville is doing a fantastic job to welcome them home. They're very proud of their soldiers. So Mayor Gillespie and the chamber and everybody there, you know, is pulling out all the stops to welcome the soldiers home.
Hancock adds that the Alabama National Guard doesn't just serve nationally, they also serve locally. The welcome home service will take place this evening at 7 at the Doster Memorial Community Center in Prattville. And the ride-hailing service Uber is setting up shop in Huntsville. Uber says service in Huntsville is expected to start at 4 p.m. this afternoon. The Huntsville City Council approved a revision to the city's vehicle-for-hire ordinance, allowing ride-sharing companies like Uber to operate, but Uber is not yet cleared to operate at the Huntsville International Airport. Now your forecast.
After some morning cloud cover, becoming sunny today. Temperatures topping out in the upper 50s in North Alabama, 60s for the rest of the state. As we go into the day on Saturday, high temperatures topping out well into the 60s, low 70s over South Alabama this weekend. Plenty of sunshine expected Saturday and Sunday. On WBUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.